This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In studio, Texan safety Jimmy Ward joining us here on Texans Postgame. Jimmy, it's great to have you. Wish it was in a victorious postgame here, but I guess... Take us inside the locker room. I know it's been a rough patch for you guys here. You're one of the vets on the team. How's the team holding up right now, just given some of the struggles?
After a loss, you know how a lot of guys with the head down. But it's being around the league for a long time, 11 years, it's any given Sunday. Like, any team can win. Like, you got to come each day with your hard hat, and you got to give it your all. Because if you go out there and you take a team lightly, you know, this the outcome that happened. So you just got to reset, take the corrections, take coaching, and watch film and try to get this bad taste out of our mouth next week.
How do you address the inconsistencies, if you will? Because it's the ups and downs, and obviously it's a long season, and that's we hear that a lot, and I understandably so. But at some point, right, being a veteran leader, like at some point, it has to be, hey, fellas, you know, this we've got to get this thing right. The playoffs are right around the corner. We position ourselves to have a pretty good shot to get in. And when we get there, we're going to be playing our best ball. We're not playing our best ball right now. So how do you – I know it's week to week, and I know it's take the corrections, but at some point, right, it's got to – the rubber meets the road, and you're like, hey, man, we're running out of time. We got to get this right.
Starts from the top. Starts from captains. Starts from the vets. It's just got us – we got to play good. First of all, we got to play good, and then we got to start calling people out. We got to have our that's just how it goes. We got to have our own only players meeting. We had a few of those already. Probably gonna have to have another one, and just try to see what's going on, man. Like, we can't. I feel like I don't like to say this, but I feel like we play down to our competition at times. Like, throughout this year, when I've been looking at it, it's like, I don't know what it is. We've just been taking some of these guys lightly, especially in the first half. Well, no, take that back. It was the second half slump that we was doing over the last few weeks. But this week, it's like we woke up and it was the second half. Like, we can't do that. That's losing football.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Ward is joining us in studio. We were just talking about that, Jimmy. You guys play in a lot of close games, and your record in these close games historically has been really, really good. What is it? I guess, can you take us down onto the sideline at all, or inside the huddle at all, as to why sometimes the foot comes off the gas pedal a little bit, maybe, and these games end up being a little closer than they should be?
I really have no clue why we get comfortable and why we take our foot off the gas. Maybe we probably feel like a team is going to quit. Like, For me, I don't stop. I don't necessarily. I know it's a four quarter game, so I can't speak on the team, and that's the thing that we got to figure out. Yeah. You know, we got to figure out like how can we play four quarters, and finish the game.
What is it? I mean, you've been on. I didn't study y'all's film in San Francisco, but I'm willing to bet you y'all pretty much finished games and did a lot of things well while y'all were making those runs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you pulled from that experience quite a bit, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did you guys operate then, and how can you bring that here? How have you brought that here?
Just being a vet, no matter what position I'm in, like obviously me and E been rotating. So I've been telling E some of the stuff that I went through and like some of the stuff to look out for, like Petrie, when Petrie's in the slot, like I got a slot experience. So me just, you know, telling people stories and just, you know, helping them to like, you know, with my experience of being on the field, telling them, okay, this, you might be expecting this, you might be expecting this. And just, you know, just being a vet. You know, telling guys, you know, continue to take care of their body and this and that, and just letting guys know, like especially like CJ, like sometimes defenses may not be you know, it may not be a defensive game, it might be like a shootout, bunch of high scoring points on both offensive sides of the ball, and sometimes it may be a shutout, man. it's no scoring, and the defense may win. And sometimes you might win off special teams, and that's one thing I tell the guys is like, you know, good teams find a way to win. That's it. Especially and around this time, it's like we need to start clicking. Like we got what, 7 wins and last 4 weeks, we what, like 3 losses or something like that?
Yeah, four out of six. Yeah.
See, we gotta do a lot better, and we gotta figure out like we just gotta win.
Yeah.
No matter like defense, offense, special teams. Obviously, you know, the ideal is like we just play great football all 3 phases.
Right.
But doesn't work like that all the time.
Yeah, of course not. Jimmy Ward joining us here on Texans postgame. The offense has had its struggles. You mentioned the second half. The offense has struggled quite a bit in the second half of football games, really over the course of the season, but of late too. And you guys have really had to pick them up when you guys have won these games. Can you talk to us about the need to not point fingers and how important leadership is in terms of keeping all sides of the football together? How is that going in the locker room right now?
Well, to me, it's going well. I don't really hear any cheddar. Mm-hmm. I don't hear it. Like, you know, from former time, when I was in 49ers, we used to hear a little cheddar sometimes. And, you know, and if you're that guy and you're not playing as much and you want to play, or, you know, somebody goes down and you got to get in, and if you're doing all that cheddaring, you know, all eyes are going to be on you.
Yeah.
You basically pin the target, like, okay, like, you've been talking, okay, this is your op. No, this is your chance.
Yeah.
So if you go in there and you know things don't go good, you're like, bro, what you was doing all this talking for?
Yeah.
So that's one thing about I haven't seen about with this team. So that's good. Like everybody, I feel like everybody's great team. Like there's a lot of great teammates here, a lot of great people in the building.
Well, walk us through the explosive issue with the defense in the secondary. There's been a couple of games where it's really stuck out and allowed the offenses that haven't been very good previously score points and stay in the ball game. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real obvious to all the listeners out there is the explosive plays today were a problem. And here's what I like to tell folks a lot of times, Jimmy, is with D'Amico's defense, or let me say the way D'Amico's having to play defense right now here with y'all's personnel, is they're going to pressure. They're going to pressure. Guys are going to sit on routes. Guys are going to play a little more shallow than they typically play, expecting that pressure to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And when that pressure doesn't get there, at least get in the face of the quarterback, cause an errant throw or sack him, then it's leaving DBs on an island. Now, you being a DB, I know you don't want to take the easy road out. I know that's not. But that the give and take there, just talking defensive football here, the give and take there is a part of a pressure, playing a pressure defense, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, now, talk us through the explosive issue that pops up every now and then with this defense.
You know, offensive coordinators get paid, so they watch a lot of film. I'm gonna state that. I'm gonna just talk about my play, for instance. I feel like I should have been more inside, and I try to stay square because I feel like it's not, a lot of them like to run, a lot of wide receivers like to wear double moves. Okay, I'm on zero. 4x1, stir. Okay. So they did a great job by taking the stir safety away with the first over. And what I should have did, I should have just opened up inside and just start running to the post because I could speed turn to the seven because it's a harder throw to the seven. I can get to the seven. It's hard to run 40 yards to the left and get to the post. Yeah. See, that's what happened. That hurt me. And I don't feel like it was – I wouldn't even blame the D-line, wouldn't blame the linebackers. That's something as a vet. That's something that I got to play better as a player. And that's the play that could have hurt us. And just talk about how good our corners – our corners are good. Like, they like low passing rates, so, and they're sticky.
Yeah.
So offensive coordinator sees that, and they jumping route. So what's going to happen next? Double move. Okay, that's one. And then the other thing comes down to, like, we just got to tackle. Everybody got to swarm. That's our mentality. We got to swarm to the ball, and we got to tackle. We just got to tackle better. That's it. And I feel like that tackling erased a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We can just tackle. Everybody can just run to the ball because them guys get paid, too. We're going to miss tackles.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to limit it.
Yeah. Jimmy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ward joining us. Jimmy, I want to make sure before we cut you loose, talk about a little bit of positive stuff. Take us through the pick six, mm-hmm. which we just listened to coming in here. Huge play that turned the tide of the game at that point.
Pick six, I think it was great pressure by Hunt, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was on the right side. Some, I just felt, you know, when it's zone, you can see the D-line, you can see the rush. And it was quick game. So when you're in cover three, you push out on quick game. So he looked to my side, so I pushed. I didn't feel the slant, but I could just tell where his shoulders opened up at, and then I just had to catch the ball. I almost dropped it.
I thought the same thing. I'm glad you said that.
It's about pushing under those throwing lanes, man. I realize when you play zone, if you can get in a throwing lane with a lot of passes, screens, out routes, deep comebacks, if you get in that passing lane, like how – you know, he's not thinking you're gonna jump right in front of the ball.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like to chase the wide receiver, but if you can just chase and jump down in an angle, he's gonna pit it. He can't pit the ball too high. Or it could be, a lot of times it's either low or he gotta throw it like wide left or right. And that's kind of what I figured out over the years.
Dude, this is vet talk right here, man. This is vet talk.
Jimmy, you've been playing a double slant like that since your peewee days, man. Come on. Them dudes try to throw a double slant with you just sliding. You just slid right up underneath the first one, right in the throwing lane. Easy money. It don't get no easy, man. You've been doing that since you was 10, man.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did catch a pick doing that when I was like 10. Hey, that's funny.
Could you pick a better scenario if you're running back a pick six and they have Danielle Hunter blocking on the quarterback you in?
Hunt lit up on him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, Levis led up on it. He didn't want any part of Danielle Hunter. That's about as good as it gets as far as the red carpet into the end zone right there, right?
Yes. Thank you, Hunter.
Big number 55. All right. Hey, Jimmy, man, appreciate your candor, man. This is a good conversation. Best of luck to you guys next week in Jacksonville. Let's get back on that winning track and let's get back to playing some playoff football.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
having me. Good stuff. Jimmy Ward, Texan safety, joining us here on Texans postgame here on Texans Radio. That was excellent.